Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, and to be honest with you, I'm kind of nearly surprised by this next piece, this next chat we're going to have, because, I mean, probably the most famous landlord of them all, with Brexit on the horizon, I never thought that he would leave Blighty again, to be perfectly honest with you. I really didn't think that he would venture outside.
Yeah, but Al Murray is coming back to Ireland to teach us all a thing or two. How are you, Al?
I'm very well, boys. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. You must be in comedy heaven with Brexit, are you?
To be honest, it is amazing. And if you get a lot of people going, oh, you know, you can't write satire anymore. You think, oh, no, that's quite wrong. This is like being served the most perfect, delicious steak every single day. It's amazing.
And you really enjoy it. I guess you get to play it in character as well, which adds another element to it. So that helps rather than being another stand-up talking about Brexit, right? It makes it different and unique.
Exactly. Because I don't have to explain his point of view. You know, it's there right there from the start. But it's an amazing time because it's sort of what's quite interesting about it is it's not changed in 3 years. Stayed the same. It's a permanent state of chaos.
And basically
everything half and half. So they're never going to find a thing that satisfies everyone. So this is going to go on. Forever.
I mean, this must
amazing.
Forever.
This must be one of the weird situations where no matter how outrageous you made your comedy, it would probably still not be as outrageous as real life.
Well, yeah, to an extent. Or what happens is you put the radio on and you hear a politician saying a thing that's in the act, and you think, yeah, but I'm saying that to be really stupid. You know, like, how can you possibly think you're going to convince anyone with that?
We've
gone mad here. We've gone crazy. We've gone bonkers.
Oh, yeah, but knowing your character then, the pub landlord, of course, I'm guessing he's very pro-Brexit. I'm guessing he's telling us, don't worry, everything's fine.
Well, he's saying you've got to take pride in it because it's like the most amazing thing anyone's ever done in all of human history. And, you know, we were told we couldn't do it, and the experts told us it couldn't be done. And we've got, you know, like a bloke eating 50 boiled eggs, you know, we've just gone ahead and done it.
Brilliant.
It's beautiful in itself. I love
the title of the show. I mean, the show that we're talking about, by the way, is Vicar Street on the in September. Okay, I'll get the 19th of September. in Vicar Street. But Landlord of Hope and Glory just absolutely says it all.
It's a lovely name.
Well, yeah, you know, because that's a lot of people that's what they think they're trying to they're trying to get back all that kind of. Patriotic vibe, and we're having our mad minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get over it soon.
So does Ireland feature in the show? Then will you be telling? Like, does Ireland feature to a degree? Will you be talking about the border?
Oh, yeah.
Getting the landlord's take on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, obviously, the, with the character, there's no ignoring the fact I'm in Ireland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't just come on and do the show I do. In London, you know, you got to admit where you are and take it right on the chin, and take it right on the chin.
So are you anticipating a very unique kind of reaction?
Well, no. Every time I play Vicar Street, we have a little bit of to and fro. But I mean, the thing I really love about it is, you know, people know what the act is. It's all very friendly.
Are you kind of like a pantomime villain in the whole piece? Are you kind of?
Well, yeah. I think kind of. Yeah. I think that maybe an element of panto. I did do panto the year before last, and there is something. The landlord fit into panto very, very easily.
But I've been to your shows a few times before, and you have a surprising knowledge on Irish history, never mind British history. Like, when you do live shows, it's amazing the depth you kind of go into when it comes to Irish history.
Well, you know, the thing is, I always think you got to respect the audience you're in front of. And anyway, you know, British and Irish history, properly, it's a cat's cradle, isn't it? A lot of it. And you know, you can't really know about British history if you don't know about Irish history, I always think.
But it is refreshing, you know, for us on this side, because we a lot of the times we get comedians over and they think they're in Britain, like, to be honest, and they, you know, make howling mistakes, and then you come over and you're telling us stuff we didn't know about ourselves.
Yeah, well, you know, I always think every day's a school day.
Yeah, I guess so.
And, you know, Wikipedia on the plane. It's amazing what
you can do. Yeah, everybody's favourite resource.
Anyway, listen, it's the 19th of September. It's in Vicar Street. Landlord of Hope and Glory. I think it's one of the, I mean,
some great
we
name.
Always, PJ obviously have, you know, being a stand-up comedian and all that, whenever we talk to comedians, the same thing always comes out about the names of the shows, and they're always just something that they've kind of made up and it has nothing to do with it. Yeah. But yours are always on the money. For exactly what it's all about. Anyway, listen, Al, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Good luck on the 19th.
Likewise.
And thanks again.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure. Cheers, boys.